The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Luke. Jesus, filled with the power of the Spirit, returned to Galilee, and a report about him spread through all the surrounding country. He began to teach in their synagogues and was praised by everyone. When he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, he went to the synagogue on the Sabbath day, as was his custom. He stood up to read, and the scroll of the prophet Isaiah was given to him. He unrolled the scroll and found the place where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim release to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." And he rolled up the scroll, gave it back to the attendant, and sat down. The eyes of all in the synagogue were fixed on him. Then he began to say to them, "Today, this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing." The Gospel of the Lord.
May the works that I've done speak for me. May the life that I live speak for me. And may the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in your sight. Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated. 2 years in a row, I have volunteered to be up here for the annual meeting 2 years in a row. So I promise I will keep this short. The past few weeks, we've heard of Jesus' early days as he discerns his ministry and the Holy Spirit's involvement. His temptations in the wilderness, even his baptism by John. After his baptism, the Holy Spirit descends upon Jesus like a dove and speaks the proclaiming word of affirmation. Whilst Jesus is praying, he's led to the desert. After being tested and tempted, the Holy Spirit fills him with the power for his ministry. As Mother Mary told us, Jesus had many choices for his ministry that the people expected of the Messiah. When he gets to Nazareth in today's gospel, Jesus reads what in our modern world might be called a mission statement. He reads what Isaiah wrote about the coming Messiah and then takes up that challenge, saying yes to the mission given him by God. He is declaring his ministry as the Messiah, that he's been filled with the Holy Spirit and anointed to bring the good news, that he is, in fact, the good news. The Reverend Joan Gray said, I have to read this because it's a quote, "This power of the Holy Spirit was the only thing that the early church had going for it. It had no buildings, no budget, no paid staff, and very few members. The opposite situation may face us. We have buildings, budgets, staff, and members, but do we have the Holy Spirit?" See, the thing is, the Holy Spirit wants to give us something to do for God and comes to give it to us. Jesus, in all his teachings, was trying to show us how to achieve heaven, how to be with God. Submission to God was but a way of doing that, a way of being humble and thus inherit God's kingdom. It's not just about being meek. Jesus wasn't always meek. He showed that with the moneylenders in the temple. Jesus wasn't always humble. Father Leach told us about his miracle of water into wine. That was definitely something to, would have been something to see. But Jesus ultimately submitted to God, saying, "Your will be done." It's not easy. It's not easy being Christian. Yet, here we are, the congregation of Christ the King, doing our best to be Christian. We'll find out later today how we are doing as a church, small c. A better question, though, is how we are doing as the church, large c. Let me tell you some of what we're doing here so that you can judge. We comfort those who are sick or mourning through the pastoral care team and through the card ministry and through the prayer shawls from Fireside. Those are a big help. I've experienced that one myself. Feeding the hungry is done here through ICS on our grounds, providing food to thousands of those throughout southern Arizona. Thousands of our fellow human beings. The hospitality committee feeding us at gatherings. Vestry's doing it today. You're welcome. Primavera receives food from Christ the King monthly. We even have Trunk or Treat in October that feeds the sweet tooth in young and old. Hot dogs for those who prefer something savory. We show mercy through our outreach to Aviva, Dibs for Kids, Imago Dei, so many other ministries here. All the ministries that we have here at Christ the King are how we show that we are followers of Christ's teachings. Last year, I reminded you that you are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put the lamp on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before men, that they may see your good deeds. This very structure that you are sitting in, this big white church on the hill, this building is our light to the surrounding area and cannot be hidden. The light of Christ the King shines before all. That light extends further than the eye can see. Via live stream on Facebook and YouTube, we can be seen throughout the country, throughout the world. When people see that light and they come to visit, they find a community who not only looks outward, but we also look to help ourselves. The Daughters of the King, Father Fred's class, aerobics, Circle of Friends, the Wednesday Bible study. These are all ways we help each other to feed mind, body, and soul. These visitors, they may be coming to an AA group or a scout meeting or an HOA board. They come and they are welcome. Even those who may not find welcome in other places, all are welcome here. We just need more congregants. We need to find a way to encourage those visitors to join us on Sundays and become pledging members. You should be proud of what you've done here, proud to be a part of the community of Christ the King, proud to be a Christian. But, there's always a but, remember, we can do more. We must do more. One way to do more is to pray for ourselves, for others, pray for all of God's creation. Throughout the Bible, we are told to pray at all times, frequently, genuinely. Prayer should be a conversation with God to deepen our relationship with Him. Pray to be compassionate. All those things we do for others need not be out of pity or feeling sorry for them, or even sympathy. It's about compassion, mercy. That's what our aim should be. Looking at our neighbors and seeing ourselves, treating our neighbors as we wish to be treated. That's a nice ring to it. Henry Nouwen said, compassion grows with the inner recognition that your neighbor shares your humanity with you. For the philosophy students out there, remember your Schopenhauer, compassion is the basis for all morality. And just having had Martin Luther King Day, I have to quote him, true compassion is more than flinging a coin to a beggar. Following Jesus means accepting his mission of grace. Grace to those who need help in this world. Saying no to the temptations and to self-glory. And yes, to God's purpose. In just a little bit, we'll be having our annual meeting. Mother Anita is going to go through more of what it takes, of what makes Christ the King a beloved community, and what it means to be such. Take a minute, if you would, hand before, to pray. Whilst praying, ask yourself some questions. What am I looking for here? Why are we here? How might I help others find that for which they're searching? What is Christ the King worth to me? We have some fantastic ministries here, ways to show our light, ways to be the Holy Spirit in action. Over the next few days, will you find one that resonates? I pray that you do, and then act accordingly. Amen.